The Sitsika Memorial Arbor is a place of gathering and confluence, a place dedicated to cultural empowerment, celebration, and community on the Sitsika First Nation. For 2 days, nearly 100 high school students from across the area have gathered to learn about the arts and multimedia. This learning has come in the form of workshops, focused hands-on experience with industry professionals, and presentations from award-winning speakers, all in a relaxed and culturally enriched environment. This is the 2025 Arts Dance. Shane Chartrand, a Cree culinary artist and accomplished cooking show personality, shared his struggles, his story, and his accomplishments with the youth. His goal? To inspire them to tackle their challenges head-on and follow their dreams.
Some of the challenges I had is I suffered from a lot of anxiety. So I was always afraid, I was always scared, I was always nervous and sweaty, and people didn't believe that anxiety was an actual thing. Now it's out there. People get what mental health is. There's a lot more help now than there ever was. So now I even implore you to talk about it, because there's more people that can actually help you with it. But for me to get through, it was really complicated, really tough. No one was there for me. People didn't believe me, so I had to believe it literally. I'm not even kidding you. I had to believe in myself and myself alone. It was only me that was going to get out of it, because no one ever believed in me or believed the things I said I was going to do or wanted it to do. So it's even easier now, which means it's even easier to get what you want.
And while events focused around sports and competition have existed on the nation, something like this had really been missing. Cowboy Smith, the mind behind the Arts Dance, who is also the founder of Red Talks, an Indigenous version of TED Talks, and is an award-winning filmmaker, explains how this event filled a very different void.
What happens a lot in Indigenous communities is there's a hyper focus on sports and recreation. So there's lots of hockey programs. Obviously, basketball is a very popular sport. So, you know, I'm a sports person myself. I grew up playing hockey, and I love playing all kinds of sports. But sports is not for everybody. We have a lot of, like, you know, sensitive, creative minds that may not be into all of that physical activity and competition, physical competition. So the idea was to, like, you know, bring all of the different types of art practices together and bring, you know, artists who really love what they do and share that love and that passion in proximity to a learning environment where the kids can have some of that hands-on mentorship.
The skills being shared will equip the youth for the modern work environment. However, in a space dedicated towards cultural heritage, the event has also been used to share traditional Blackfoot games that teach language, history, and heritage to the youth. The teacher of these games, Jason Plainegle from Piikani Nation, shares his encouragement to the youth.
I just encourage a lot of kids to be proud of who they are, be proud of their identity, you know, and being proud means practicing that language, practicing those ways of life, those ceremonies, you know, those songs, you know, those are really important, because those tie us to the land, they tie us to the animals. I just want everybody to try hard in life, you know, not to be fighting amongst each other, especially if you're from the same tribe. You know, there's a bigger fight out there. Education is really important. We always have to make sure our kids are educated, because that's the new buffalo, education. You know, we always have to make sure that they're all educated.
In Sitsika, reporting for CJWE and LJI, I am William Bellico.